Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Kicking off the Carrie and Tommy podcast, where fun is always on the menu. And speaking of menus, Liquorland adds the perfect touch to any meal or gathering. Find your favourite tipple for any occasion. Click and collect in just 30 minutes. Cheers, Liquorland. Choose to drink wise.
Thank you for being
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and it is a big show today, guys.
Some hot guests dropping in. Callum Scott's joining us. Pink's phoning in. What more do you want for your Thursday afternoon?
Bloody
thank you to that, I say.
Thank you.
Yes.
We are
hey.
Not doing that.
No, we've had to move thank you or no thank you aside.
Ah, good. Just Pink, checking just we had saying. The same run sheet.
Thank you to Pink.
Thank
for
you
stopping
for
past.
Dropping that segment as well and confusing me right from the top.
Hey, I want to say no thank you to...
we are doing it.
No, sorry. While I'm
hang
chatting,
on.
Thank you or no
Feb
thank you.
8? Have you
thank
got the
you
same run sheet?
Stop talking about the run sheet.
Okay, I'm just a bit confused.
Gen Z have come out and said the telltale sign that you're old.
Who's Gen Z?
They're young people. Okay. The telltale sign you're old, and they don't know what they're talking about. They've said if you carry a wallet, it's a sign you're old.
Oh, that's true.
No, my son is 16 and he now carries a wallet.
He's old. He's an old soul. You've always said that.
I have always said he's an old soul, but he needs it for his ID.
Is this
ID.
Technically a wallet?
That is absolutely a wallet.
Is it?
They said
it
everything they
up.
Need to identify or get them in and out of things is on their phone, but you've got it in your wallet there. And who carries around cash like that anymore?
I do.
Yeah. So, old soul.
Because I give it to homeless people on the regular.
Okay.
Good anyway, let's keep going. With the
young
show.
People just not doing their bit.
They're trying to tap people. Hey, Bickers, I'm next. I'm doing something we'd never.
No thank you to you.
Yeah, no thank you. You ungrateful young people. Anyway, Bickers, up next. Mm. Sorry, are we doing thank you or no thank you? Okay, well, that's great. Because up next, I've got a segment that we've done before on this show, but never like this. And it's called Thank You. It's not. It's something different. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
And because you would know before on this show, we have done this segment called Phone Me My One and Only. It is where we try and get a call topic so specific that it only relates to one person that is listening.
This began, it began with you saying, are you an umpire who wears the stripy black and white T-shirts, but you also work at Foot Locker?
And have you got your uniforms confused?
Who wear the black and white stripy tops. Yes. Yeah, that's how it began. Did we ever get a call on that one?
No, we didn't.
No.
No, we didn't. No. But I thought to make things more interesting, we would do, we'd do this.
Phone me, my one and only.
The multi-topic edition.
Yes. So this started because I sent producer Pippa and Georgia a message earlier today saying, can we do Phone Me, My One and Only? Is your name Erin and your job is to run errands? and then Georgia wrote back and said, is your name Phil Strange? And
what?
Do you
Phil
Strange?
Phil Strange.
Yep. And do you, in fact, feel strange?
have we Googled if there is a man called Phil Strange?
No,
we've got to do it on air.
Sorry.
And then it went on, is your name Ronald and do you work at McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
Then Pippa wrote some real inappropriate stuff that can't be used on air.
Classic.
And is there any you would like to add into the mix?
I was thinking quickly then, I'll think of something. Yep.
When? Do you want me to fill time with another one?
I don't. I'm under pressure. You know, I don't think quickly.
What about this one? Is your name David and are you a swimmer? It needs
name,
to be professional.
Is your last name Gardner and you're a gardener?
Oh.
No?
Well, you could be Jim and do you have to mow lawns?
Or do you work at a gym?
If your name Jim and you work at a gym? But does it have to be spelt G-Y-M?
No one's name spelt G-Y-M.
If you're a Jim, your name is spelt G-Y-M. Any of those topics, quick recap. If your name is Aaron and your job is to run errands, if your name is Phil, first name, Strange, last name, and you do feel strange.
If your name's Del Ivory and you're a delivery driver.
Del, we forgot to include
Del.
It, fairness.
Del Ivory.
Ivory. Del Ivory and you're a delivery driver. Okay, that's good. Yeah. If your name is David and you're a swimmer. Or if your name is Ronald and you work at McDonald's.
Or you're a gardener. Your last name's Gardner.
I've given you Del Ivory. Okay. Off cross gardener off the list. But Del Ivory is good. Oh, Jim.
Well, they're already calling your name is Jen's called in. I wonder what Jen's calling in. What could she be?
Oh, Jen. It could be spelt G-Y-N.
Janitor.
She's a janitor. Janitor. This is insane. She's generous.
Oh, you didn't want to let her say it.
I don't know. That's what the producer said.
You weren't very generous.
Jenny, there.
Oh, she's just going to say what you said.
Yeah. What are you calling about?
So my dad's last name is Gardner, and my dad owns a gardening business.
There you go. Thank you, Jen. Thank you very, very much.
That one was off the list. I'm sorry, Jen.
You should have had it on. That was my suggestion,
too. I've got Del and Ivory. Sorry, give us a call. 131060. I can't recap again. Good luck, everybody.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got $2,000 cash to give away a little bit later on. But right
plus the
now,
stars dropping in today.
Oh.
Phone me, my one and only. The Multi-Topic Edition.
The stars are dropping in today because Callum Scott's here. Pink is here later in the show. But right now, the hard-hitting topics. Are you an errand and it's your job to run errands? Is your name Phil Strange and you feel strange? Are you Ronald and you work at McDonald's?
We get
it.
Is
your name
Alex.
David and you are a swimmer?
Alex, who are you?
You didn't even get to yours.
Yeah, it's
Del
fine.
And your last name is Ivory and you're a delivery driver.
Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, who are you and what do you do?
Oh, look, hi. It doesn't really rhyme with anything, but talking about strange names, I have a 15-year-old son that likes to order stuff online and change his names, and then he will mention to me that there's a parcel to be picked up in the afternoon. They'll be delivering it and you need to sign it, and he makes up some quite hilarious names which aren't his names.
Can you say any of them on radio?
I can't. Oh, look, they're not too bad. One is Ben, and one's Ben Dover.
Mr. Dover,
The other one is Hugh, and Hugh's surname is Janus. And I've actually had very, very embarrassing encounters with the postie, and the postie says, yes, this is a parcel for Hugh Janus, and I then take photos of the parcel and send it to my son saying, you're dead when you get home.
Your son's got a great sense of humour, Alex.
And he's actually...
He gets it from me, of course.
Those names can get... Yeah, anyway,
he's
they're
on
good
the
ones. He's on the nicer end of them.
Yes. There's a lot at 15.
Yes.
The huge one.
Oh,
there's a lot.
Yeah. Why? What are the ones?
I just think if you're starting there, where's he going to go by 18, you know?
What?
Dave, how are you, Dave?
Okay, huge
Dave. Very well, thanks. Yourself, how is everyone?
Yeah, very good, thanks, Dave. What have you got for us?
So growing up, we had a family friend called Joe King, so every time my old man could use it, he would say, I'm not Joe King.
Joe King.
Yeah, good one.
That's good.
He loved using that one, overused it, but yeah, that's our little one.
It's not bad. Do you happen to know a Dave, like yourself, Dave, are you a swimmer?
I'm not, I'm sorry.
Damn it. Do you know any other Daves that are professional swimmers?
I don't. Sorry, Tommy.
That's okay, brother. I still appreciated your input. One for Carrie. You don't happen to know Adele, last name is Ivory, and they're a delivery driver.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
No. Yours was excellent. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Joe Keane.
What about
great.
Peter? Hey, Peter.
Hi, how you going?
Yep, good. What have you got?
I work with a Ronald at Gundagai McDonald's.
Oh,
wow.
Do you have Ronald's number?
I do, yes, but it is on... I'm on my other phone.
Hang on, don't read it out to us. We'll put you back to a producer and see if
we want
to
speak to Ronald at McDonald's.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about Aaron?
Girls,
stop. Yep, I'm yep, on the yep. radio.
Oh, you are on the radio, Erin.
Hello, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, me too, Erin. You're live on the air.
Sorry?
You're live on air, Erin. This is Carrie.
Sure. Oh, no worries. Sorry, it's just my kids in the background.
Absolutely. What have you got for us, Erin?
Well, I'm just running another errand around town. I've got to take my kids and get haircuts.
Erin! Erin! Runs errands! That is fantastic. Thank you, Erin.
I'm just running another errand. Sorry, we're just listening on the radio.
Yeah, I
didn't
hear that.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home to Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, this is a bit exciting.
Yes, as exciting as Pink coming up in the show.
As exciting as Pink coming up in the show. We have Ronald. We don't know if it's Ronald McDonald, but Ronald, who works at a McDonald.
I'm pretty sure it's not Ronald McDonald.
Well, we don't know. We should ask him himself. You asked before for people who's like an errand who runs errands.
Yes, a David who's a swimmer.
Yes, and one of our callers said they know a Ronald who works at McDonald's, yes. And he's on the line now. Ronald, hello.
How are we?
Oh, Ronald, it is so nice to speak to you. Do you get asked about your name badge every time you do a shift?
Not every time, but most times.
Yes, okay. Do you get Ron or does it say on your name badge Ronald?
Yeah, I usually get Ron.
Yeah.
Do you have big feet?
I do. If they gave me the boots and the wig, I'd be right.
Do you have red hair?
No.
No, okay.
How long have you been working at Macca's, Ronald?
3 years now.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Are you moving up the ranks? What have they got you on?
Looking at crew manager.
Ooh.
Oh, Ronald, you could be running the joint soon.
I don't tell them that.
Oh, sorry.
I give them more work to do.
Where are you working? Give them a shout out.
Gundagai.
Great. Gundagai Macca's. Good on you, Ronald. Thank you, Ronald. Up next, though.
Sorry, should we just check? Jesse, have we had any? This was Carrie's suggestion. Dells called last name Ivory, and they happen to be delivery drivers.
No.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, because it is very rare that I find myself in the middle of a national, possibly international trend.
Oh,
but I've done it. I'm one step ahead.
You're ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
ahead
I
of
am.
The trend.
I maybe even set it. I haven't checked
you
that.
You set the trend.
Maybe.
What trend have you set?
I'm doing Pilates, and so now.
Oh, so have we all for the last 16 years?
Yes, but I'm a man.
Yep, and woo! Oh, guys, give him a
How
round
many men
of
do you see in
man.
Your Pilates classes?
I have seen men in my Pilates classes.
I have seen men in my Pilates classes.
In fact, they often take the class.
That's not in it?
Yeah, well, they were in it. And then.
Are you saying that it's always been popular for men to do Pilates?
Maybe not popular.
So argumentative today.
I've just seen men in my class. I'm just being honest. You haven't set any trend.
Trends. Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, men all
you
over the country are embracing Pilates.
Yes, it's great for your core.
Yes, which apparently they've been doing forever now, so now I don't have a news story.
Nah, the difference with your news story is they're tradies.
Tradies are doing Pilates.
Yeah, you're not a tradie. I saw this video and it made me smile a lot.
These guys helped build over in Canberra, a lady's Pilates studio. It's called NRG Pilates. And she thanked them by putting them through the paces and giving them a free session. And hear how much they enjoyed it.
We're here for seven.
Seven? Make it seven. Hurry up.
We're here for six. We're here for five.
That counting would kill me.
Why?
But they all do that.
No, there's nothing worse than don't tell me there's 10 seconds and then go 1, 10, and then wait for 30 seconds before you do 9.
Oh, I always thought it was reps, that countdown. I never thought it was seconds.
Well, it depends who's your trainer, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I'm new to the Pilates game. Yes. I didn't know that it had been a worldwide trend for so long for men to do it. And so I thought I was ahead of the curve. Apparently, I'm far behind it. But I only just worked out something in my head before, and we're going to talk about this, because I did Pilates the other day, and it works muscles that I never thought I had, particularly the rear end, because...
What do you mean? Yeah, it's good for your glutes.
My glutes.
Yes.
And we were doing these things called...
You're pumping up the pancake.
Absolutely. I'm just adding a bit of yeast to this bad boy. Which be careful where you put the yeast.
It sounds a bit different.
You'll make the wrong bit rise, if you know what I'm saying. It's a pancake reference.
It's gross.
Do pancakes have yeast?
Nah.
This one does.
You want them flat. You don't want them fat.
Oh, well, I'm trying to pump up my pancake. And so we were doing fire hydrants, which
that's
are like.
I do Pilates. I've never heard of
so
a
you're
fire
on
hydrant.
All fours and then you move your knee out to side. And I said to the boys
can
afterwards.
Can you please do that? I want to see an example. And
you had a band between your, like, touching your legs.
Yeah.
And I said to the boys afterwards, I said they could just. They
were you with
the,
other boys doing it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're tradies.
How funny.
Yeah, I was with my mate Cheese. He's a builder. Well, I'm more on trend than
you
I thought.
You are. Now you Thank are you. On trend.
And I said afterwards, they should call them the dog having a pee or something.
Yes.
But then I've done
dog on
just
the
saw
tree.
It. That's what a fire hydrant is.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Because dogs pee on fire hydrants.
But is that what the...
The movie's
oh,
called
the
fire,
fire
hydrant.
Hydrant.
They're doing the joke that
yes. you thought of.
Yes.
The yes. old joke.
Far more clever.
Do you know it's risky, though? I think men doing Pilates, so it's hard enough to keep everything in when you're doing Pilates. It's one of those.
Keep everything in.
It's one of those things. It can be a bit farty at times because your body is moving in ways that it doesn't normally. It's like doing yoga. It's like doing yoga.
Yes, after yoga.
And it catches you sometimes in a position
yes.
that your body can't control
yes,
what's happening.
Relax and tense.
And I feel like women are better at controlling that than men. And I can just imagine a room full of tradies after they've had their chocky milk and their smoko
yes.
and then coming into a Pilates studio and doing the down dog and doing the fire hydrant. I reckon it could be just a windy session.
You reckon you might walk in and go, geez, I didn't know it was Bikram. And they're like, it's not.
No. Oh.
Here's what I want to know. On 13 10 60, do Pilates get you the Pilates? Is
no,
that what we were going to do?
No. Does Pilates get you the ladies?
There we go. That's better. She's the professional.
Carrie and Tommy.
Be Thursday, Arvo.
English girl and American.
It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and whatever the occasion, Liquorland will bring the drink. Shop in store, online, and click and collect in 30 minutes. Cheers, Liquorland. Choose to drink wise.
Because what has happened here?
Well, I don't think we were very clear with what we were asking.
No, our phone topic. We're talking about the uptake of tradies doing Pilates.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to hear from on 13 10 60, tradies doing Pilates. Does it get you the ladies?
No. That's not what we were doing.
What we're doing.
We just, does Pilates get you the ladies?
If you're a tradie.
If you're a tradie, you've added that.
Do you want to narrow it down even more?
Guys, if you do Pilates, can you please call us?
Men?
What you're after. Men who do Pilates.
Yes.
We should have just said that. We're trying to be clever with our Pilates and the ladies and the tradies.
It didn't help that I started by saying Pilates gets you the ladies. And you looked at me confused and then you said, I think it's Pilates. And I was like, I don't think that's how it's said.
Will's calling up. Hopefully he does Pilates.
And he's a
he's a Pilates. Amy, what are you calling up about?
I just wanted to give a fun fact that Pilates was actually created by Joseph Pilates back in the 1920s. So a guy actually invented Pilates.
Did he?
What did it look like back then? Do you know, Amy?
So he was a physical trainer, a German physical trainer in the 1920s. Yes. So he and his wife opened a studio. So all of the moves were actually created and designed by him and his wife, Clara.
And were they? Did he have a gorgeous rump on him, or was it? Did he design it for his wife?
So he designed it to help his clients, and he was actually a very well-built guy.
Was
he? But I wonder if he did the Pilates or he was just doing the manoeuvring of the body,
And he was going, hey, Sandra, honey, I've made this new exercise. Would you mind
Great
giving it
booty.
A go?
Oh, we've got is that Calden? Calden, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Are you Caden? Calden?
Yeah, Caden.
Caden. Sorry, Caden. What do you
That's
do, Caden?
Right. I'm a plumber.
Oh, and do you do Pilates or Pilates?
I do. I've started Pilates. It is the hardest thing that I've ever done.
Yes, it is hard. How's the rump?
So what was that? You cut out.
How's your derriere? Your booty? Your boothing?
I think it's getting bigger. I honestly think it's getting bigger.
And is that good? Because I'm a pancake ass, Caden, so I need a bit of booty. But have you gone from booty to bubble butt?
It's not good if you have a girlfriend because she gets all mad and touchy when your booty's getting a bit bigger than hers. And she's all like, you know,
really?
Like, oh, yeah. And I think mine is growing. And I think it's good.
You mentioned a girlfriend. Did the Pilates get the ladies, or you already had the girlfriend before you started the Pilates?
I already had the girlfriend before I started the Pilates.
But are you outnumbered in those classes? Are you mostly like the only guy?
I had to go, I had to go by myself the other night, and it's about 12 ladies onto one. It is the most intimidating. It's so scary, man. Like,
oh, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, the struggle is so real.
Good. Did you find that you got a bit windy? Because I was saying, I think it's dangerous for men, Pilates, because there's a lot of like kneeing net down dog position. Do you find you fart accidentally?
I have done a silent one, but I have been lucky enough to not do any loud ones just yet. But you can definitely feel them coming, that's for sure. That's when you like just grab your hamstring and say, you've got to stretch out a bit more or something like that, and then you don't continue with the stretch.
Because you can't even move from your spot.
I know, because you're
like, it's
all
not like a gym
in,
where
I know.
You can crop that silently
and
around.
If you try to get out, you're fumbling around with the straps and the bed. And the...
Thank you, Caden.
What about Aaron? Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Are you a tradie?
I'm a plumber as well.
Oh, and are you doing Pilates as well?
Yep. Okay. Recently got into it.
Plumbers who Pilates.
Plumbers who Pilates, yes.
That's
and
what we should have
is
asked
this
for.
Was this in the quest to get a lady or just
no,
to work
I had a
on
girl. That? I've got a girlfriend and she got a bit turned off by it, to be honest.
Why?
By you doing Pilates?
She said it was a girl's thing.
Is there heaps of hot girls at your Pilates?
Oh, I can't say that.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, and a share in $10,000 coming up pretty soon.
Star-studded lineup over the next few hours.
Yes, Beckers.
Callum Scott coming up. Last time we had Callum on, we talked to him about his hemorrhoids.
Yes.
Should we try and not talk to him about his hemorrhoids this time?
Look, I'll do my best. Let's just see.
And then Pink, phone in later in the show. We will absolutely not talk to her about hemorrhoids.
Again, I can't promise anything.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And you know our guest Callum Scott from his massive hits like these.
Oh, just like my favorite song going round, round my head. You are the reason I keep dancing on my own.
Well, welcome, first of all. I feel like we need a round of applause.
He's back.
How's it all going? Right. You've been in Tokyo now. You said you're in Taiwan. God, there's no rest for the wicked.
Honestly, guys, I just very casually performed to 53,000 people 2 days ago. It's an unfathomable amount of people. I mean, like, my photographer sent me a picture from the very back of the stadium, and it was a full house whilst I was on. And it's hard for me to, like, digest that information, because I was just saying to, like, one of the guys at breakfast, I dreamt of those moments when I was working at my 9-to-5 job. So it's very bizarre to actually live it. It's weird. But I can't tell you the endorphins. Like, I get goosebumps in places I didn't actually think you could get them.
It's funny because when I saw Ed Sheeran here in Australia, it was at a place that for the first time ever, I think had the capacity of 103,000 or something. And I remember the moment as a fan watching him thinking, this is one man in the middle of a stage performing to 100,000 people. And you're saying the same thing, that thrill of looking up, like I was looking down at you guys, obviously, but you're looking up. Do you get nervous? Do you have anxiety attacks or anything? Or do you just get the adrenaline and it kicks in?
Absolutely shitting myself. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that on radio, but I'm absolutely bricking it. The second that you walk up onto that stage, you get the actual view of everything. And that the way that we're walking on stage at the minute is I'm doing almost like I'm doing like a ring walk. So I walk from like the opening of the stadium to the stage in the center. So I have to do this like literally walking down to my song plate, and I'm like high-fiving everybody. And then you walk up and you just see the vast amount of people there. And there's a moment where I just have to like take a bit of a breath before I have a panic attack and fall over. It's intense, but the second you get into the song and people start giving you that feedback, you just get lost in it all. I mean, I don't want to sound corny when I say it's magical, but it is. It's like that Harry Potter stuff, you know?
You are a superstar in your own right, but obviously when you do support someone, especially someone as big as Ed Sheeran, with that many people getting in, there are countries, I assume, that would be more punctual than others. You mentioned that Taiwan was a full house of 53,000. Are there any countries that are more tardy and turn up later, and so you're not always going on to a full house? It's us, isn't it?
So far, Yeah, yeah, it's just Australia. No, I'm joking. Do you know what? I feel like it's weird because I would always go for the spice because I always think if you get in front of somebody, especially if you've never heard before, it's always exciting because then you're getting like a 2-for-1 deal. You can tell I'm used to working in a working class city. But I feel like for me, I'm grateful for whoever turns up. So if it, like when I was doing a tour with a group called Pentatonics in America in 2018, I was playing to like half full stadium. So I think in America, people are a little bit more, they're getting their drinks, they're rolling up. Whereas I think, like you say, in Asia, they're very like, they're here and they're in their seats. And in some places, like in Tokyo, we played the Tokyo Dome and it was silent before we went on. And that is so daunting because you're just like, why is it so quiet? Usually when it's quiet, something's not quite right. If I walked out into a stage full of people in Australia and it was quiet, I would just turn around and go back home.
Your new single is Lighthouse, and I was reading it's about sort of missing home and when you're on the road. At the moment, obviously, it's just back-to-back-to-back, shows. Does it become like a family for you? Like, obviously, it would be the same for Ed. Do you hang out? Do you feel like you've got company, or is it very solo still, even though you're travelling with someone else?
Yeah. I mean, especially within my team, my band, my crew, we're like family. We've been working together for years now, and we all go out to eat together because I try and stay on voice rest. A couple of people from my band that I live with in London as well, that we have like nights in where we'll get around the TV, watch a film. We're very much a family unit. Me and Ed have spent some time together, but he is so busy and everybody wants a piece of him. See, this is so different for me as a touring artist, for me to be in the presence of somebody like Ed Sheeran, because he's an A-list. Like, he is the cream of the crop. So it's actually quite a different thing for me altogether to be hanging out. We went to dinner together and the teams, and it's very normal just chatting to Ed. It feels like I've known him all my life. But then, like, seeing people just losing their minds around him, it's mad. And Ed's a great mentor. We haven't spent a ton of time together, but we're 3 weeks in. We might be besties by the end. Who knows? He's got another 5 months of me. So definitely, if we're not besties by the end, then I'll just stand outside of his house with a stereo, like playing a love song, just out outside his window, just hoping.
That'll get him. That won't scare him off at all.
Yeah. Just realised how creepy that sounds.
When I was reading the briefing notes, it had it just said he came into his dressing room on the first show and offered him advice, but it didn't say who the he was. And my first thought was that you went to Ed's dressing room before the first show to offer him advice. I was like, what's Callum saying to him? What would you say to Ed now that you've seen his show? What would be your advice if you had anything for him?
Well, going back to our previous conversation that we just mentioned off of air there, I would say to him, if you're feeling like you have a bit of a dicky stomach and you're feeling a bit nervous, make sure you fart while sat on the toilet, because then it's called a danger fart. And then you avoid sharting yourself. Solid advice.
Callum, we have so much more to chat to you about. Can you stick around?
Of course I can.
Thank you. More with Callum Scott coming up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home this afternoon, and we're still joined by Callum Scott.
Hey, Callum, I'm interested. You mentioned just before that you live with some of your band. Has that been a long thing?
No, that's only been just recently, really. I mean, I live up in Yorkshire, like my hometown, and then I have a place in London. And my keys player, my cello player, we all get on so well. It just seemed like the right thing to do. So we all live together, which means in the flat now there's an upright keyboard, piano, there's two keyboards, there's three cellos, it's carnage having three musicians live together. And you can tell we're musicians because everything's a song. It's ridiculous. Well, downstairs, like, what's for breakfast? There's no need for that. Just ask me a genuine question, you know what I mean?
It's like a permanent musical.
Oh, my God, it's tiring.
Hey, you're travelling with Ed at the moment, obviously. Sorry, I interrupted you there because of the delay on the Zoom. You're travelling with Ed at the moment now, but talk to us about your music. So you've got your new single, Lighthouse, out. What's the plan for you for the next year with your stuff?
Yeah, Lighthouse's new single is an absolute killer to sing live. I don't know why I recorded it that high in my voice, if I'm honest. But it's a positive song. It's powerful. It's about missing family and then being like the beacon on the horizon. You know, every now and again, I'll get really homesick and having the messages, the WhatsApps. I bought my nephew an iPad for Christmas, so now he FaceTimes me at every given opportunity. So seeing those guys is like my little beacon, just reminds me of home. So it's quite apt that I've released it whilst we're on tour with Ed. New music. It's the second single from what's going to be a third album. Got tons more music coming. I've been involved in a lot of collaborations and duets this year that hopefully go ahead. It's very exciting.
Can you tease one of the, just give us a little tease about one of the collabs that might come out? Old artist, new artist, like, is it a woman, man, something? Give us something.
All right. Exclusive. It's another male artist. And he, in his territory, huge. Like, when I say huge, he's like Ed Sheeran level. And that's all I can say.
J Balvin? Is that what... Oh, sorry.
Oh, we're all just guessing in a room.
I was either going to guess that or Daddy Yankee. So, you think K-pop?
Oh, K-pop, okay. Maybe.
Okay. We won't be on the spot. Hey, Callum, I know this is a slightly more serious question, which is not my special area, but you mentioned the way music is received before. Obviously, making big news last week was Universal pulling all their artists from TikTok. Do you have any thoughts on kind of music usage across things like TikTok, where artists seem to be, from the outside at least, paid unfairly for what is a fairly liberal use of their music?
Sorry.
Sorry. I can go back to guessing names.
My label reps are all like just leaning in a little bit closer to the Zoom. You know what? I think it's a shame what's happened. I can understand what UMG's stance is on it. I can understand wanting fair pay and stuff for their artists. I think as an artist, it's how it affects your fans, I think, is my main concern, because, you know, I particularly have never been in this to earn as much money as I can. Obviously, earning money for doing something I love is an amazing thing, but for me, it's always been the fan interaction. And it's tough that, you know, you're told that TikTok is leading the charge on music and TikTok is what's driving music consumption. So you go and work on that platform and then all of a sudden the music's gone. And it's tough. I mean, I just filmed me singing Lighthouse at the Shibuya Crossing in Tokyo. And as you can imagine, I'm cringing because I'm having to walk around and point at the camera, like pretend I'm having a real good time. It's not like me at all to do that, but I'm playing the game, right? And so I'm doing that whole thing, and now we can't use it. So now, it's just muted, and I'm just walking around.
Just send it to us. We'll whack it on our socials. We'll put it on Insta or something. Surely there's a way around.
I'd just like a personal copy, to be honest.
Do you know what? It is a shame, but let's see where the conversations go. Because I think, you know, at the end of the day, everybody wants a fair piece of the pie. But I think for me, it's a shame for the fans. I think that's kind of where my stance is on it. I just hope that we're able to come to some sort of resolution so that the fans can keep the fans happy.
Well, that was a very, very good fence-sitting correct answer. You did a good job.
How did it feel to be the first person ever on the end of a Tommy Little hard-hitting question?
I felt like you pitched the ball and I just smacked it.
You did great. To be honest, I don't think it should work like this, but it made me a bit nervous and I feel alive.
I mean, I would have had lots more follow-ups, but that's okay. I would have really grilled you. I think you let him off lightly.
Yeah, yeah. The spotlight going to come on.
Hey, you're always a pleasure to have on. Thank you so much. Make sure you come past when you're down under next. It's always a pleasure chatting to you.
Absolutely. And again, thank you so much to the pair of you and to all of your listeners just for being such constant support to mine. It honestly means so much. And wherever I am in the world, like, you always make me feel so loved and welcome. So Thank you, guys.
Well, Callum Scott's new single, Lighthouse, is out now. Make sure you check it out if you haven't already. As Carrie said, it's always a pleasure. Callum Scott, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're giving away some cash.
Okay, people, can you guess our position?
Oh, wow! Carrie's rocking the pole! Shoot it, Carrie! Yeah!
I sit wild, I catch it, intercept it, I snatch it, snatch it, I shoot it, I pass it, on the court, I own it.
Carrie and Tommy!
Guess our position.
Okay, people, can you guess our position?
Woolworths Nets and Go Come and Play Day returns on 17th February. Head to netball.com.au/NetsetGo to find your nearest centre. Okay, play.
It's been so fun giving away cash in the easiest comp ever. Yep. Drew, what do you know about netball positions?
I know a little bit. Like, I played in primary school, so.
Oh, you've got to get back out in the court, Drew.
Yeah.
Everybody's been asking, where's Drew? We're down a wing defense. Where's Drew?
Oh, no.
Hey, Drew, this is so easy. We're going to give you a clue as to what position we're wearing today. Get it right, and okay. $2,000 cash is yours. Tommy is going to give you the clue now.
Okay.
You've got to do the second half of the clue.
Oh, no, I can't do it with Jesse.
Okay, Jesse, you've got to do the second half of the clue.
Okay.
Drew, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
OMG, babe, that girl is goals.
Yes, she's a total keeper.
Is it goalkeeper?
Yeah!
No way!
Is that because we basically just said the word goal and then keeper?
True.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
The easiest comp ever. $2,000's yours, Drew.
Oh my goodness, thank you guys so much.
It's all thanks to Woolworths Net Set Go, Netball's official starter program for kids aged 5 to 10.
Hey, still to come, the one and only Pink calling in. She's landed in the country with her fam. She's giving us a call after 5. But up next, if you want to know how to get ahead in the workplace, yeah. I've got a little clue for you.
Oh,
yeah, that's life fun. Changing.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Thursday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up very soon, we're going to let you know how you can win a share in $10,000 cash.
Damn, baby, all I need is a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Tommy Little's Little Bits.
Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit.
Because I've been poring over the newspapers this morning. You won't believe
what
I've
found. What have you come up with?
Do you remember how I was telling you about the conspiracy theory sports fans who think that everything is scripted?
In, oh, the NFL, Tay-Tay, what's his name?
NBA, Travis Kelce. This was me telling you about the NFL scripting theory. Got involved with the NFL. There's a whole legion of American sports fans that thinks they're scripted. And so a number came out, said the brand value that Taylor Swift has generated for the NFL and the Kansas City Chiefs is already, since attending her first game in September, about 500 million Australian dollars. It's 331 million US.
Just having her name associated with the NFL.
Just the extra exposure means everybody's saying now that they're getting through and they got through to the Super Bowl. Everybody is like, of course the Chiefs got through because it means now Taylor Swift is going to be everywhere.
I also heard a weird theory that it's all part of her pro-Biden comeback.
Really?
Yes, but it's a political thing.
Well, it turns out I got it all wrong.
Oh.
Because the NFL is not scripted and the NBA is not scripted. There is only one sport that's scripted and they have come out and said it very publicly. The ATP Tour, the tennis, they have lent into this theory that the whole thing's scripted and they've got all the actors to come out and say.
What are you talking about?
Actors? They've put out a video and it's got people like Andy Murray sitting there going, hi, my name's Fraser McKnight. I'm an actor and I play Andy Murray. And it's got Bert Critchley. He plays the character of Novak Djokovic. They've even gone onto Instagram and created accounts for all of the.
Sorry. I don't understand what you're talking about.
So you know how
the players, the actual tennis players, are pretending that they're not tennis players, they're actors, and all of this whole, their success and everything has been a long-running script.
It's all a script, yeah.
And they're not actually tennis players or they're still actors playing tennis? I'm so confused.
Jesse, I don't think their clever marketing campaign has worked very well.
Is it as a joke because of everybody saying the Tay-Tay stuff?
What's the other option?
I don't know.
It's real and they are actors.
How long has their scripting been going for?
Well, they say it's been going on for years.
As long as Novak's reign.
They didn't get that specific about it because it would actually be Bert's reign.
Bert's reign.
And so they all say that they can't even play tennis and that they had to learn and they're uncoordinated. Here we've got a bit. This is Novak, Andy Murray and Andre Rublev.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what
people don't realize, like, it's all just scripted, like the players, the matches, it's all just kind of made up.
Something that I'm really trying to evoke with this Novak character is not just the performance and the achievements, but a bit more of an essence, a bit more of personality. You know, I try to have people relate to him. I want to bring truth to Novak. You know, what is he thinking? What is he feeling?
When I first joined the cast, I had two pieds gauche, two left feet. I have to practice hard, have to move, because in life I have no coordination.
Who was the second one? I don't know what he said, but Novak. I could listen to him for hours.
It was Novak.
Was it?
Yes, that's why he was talking about his character, Novak.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I just heard the accent.
Yeah.
They all sound just fabulous, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
Is Joker your favourite?
The accent.
Or do you regret saying that now?
Yeah, I do.
It's
I feel
very
weird
funny
now
when you get caught in a corner.
Who it is.
And they said the new episode is going to come out soon.
Oh.
That's very exciting. Who would have thought out of all the sports the tennis were the funniest?
But also that they're usually the straightest of them all.
That's exactly what I mean.
No, sorry, in terms of acting. Like
they don't act.
What do you mean?
What?
No, they don't act because that's a joke.
What?
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I said it first.
No, sorry.
You just repeated it back to me.
Sorry. I was thinking more not about them being funny, but them being creative. Anyway, it's all the same area. Yep.
It's the same area. That's the best win you'll give me for repeating back almost verbatim what I said.
I was saying something slightly different, but I understand.
What were you saying?
That they're not creative enough. No, I wasn't saying the funny bit. I know, I get it. Okay, I understand. You win. Love all.
Did we get that? Love all is not winning.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up after 4:30, Pink is giving us a call, guys. Just pretty casual.
Ooh.
You know, one of the biggest stars in the world.
Got to hit our show first.
Absolutely.
You guys had a great chat last time you caught up. I was very jealous. It was a real vibe, I felt.
Yeah, well,
no pressure on it today. But
Turn up this time.
I'm here and I'm ready for it.
Okay.
Right now, though, you know I love a motivational quote. My Insta feed now is curated to just send me things to get me on my day.
Yeah, it's real sad.
It's not sad. I've created a vision board for the first time in my life.
Also sad.
Do you want to know what the centerpiece in the center quote in my vision board
is? This will be real sad.
Yeah. Everything you've ever wanted is standing on the other side of fear.
So sad.
It's not sad.
You are one step away from those people who have a motivational quote as their profile picture.
It's just not sad. And you know, you didn't say it was sad when I told you I was doing it. You said that's good.
Yeah.
Do you have
a vision
board?
That's what you say about sad things. Oh, my God, Pippa. That's just what Carrie said.
She said I've got a vision board.
You're
texting.
I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah. Anyway, here's some things. I told you a few months ago about everything you needed to know by 40. It was a list that had come out.
Why are you looking at these lists?
And I'm telling you now everything I wish I knew.
I had to break it to you, because, but you are a little late on the old list there.
Well, now I've got 40 cheat codes I wish I knew at 20. So,
you're real late on this one.
If you're younger and you're thinking.
Why are you looking at this stuff?
No, it just pops up on my feed and then I saw and I thought there's people that I think even at 40 or 30, even if you're not 20, you'll get something out of this.
But you know the only people that are looking at these lists are over 40. Like with the 21.
I read them out and you can all decide whether you took anything from any of these things that you could carry into your life. Number one, when you think something nice about someone, let them know right then and there. That's a nice thing.
Are you meant to know that by 20? Why don't you tell people before that?
Well, do you go around telling everybody every day when you think something nice about them?
I do say pretty nice things, yeah.
Okay, well, you don't need number one. Jesse, you could do with number one. That's all I'm saying.
I actually reckon you
got some pretty mean things I'd like to say right now.
I actually reckon you should turn the mirror on yourself for this one.
Oh,
I often say nice
you
things
do,
to people.
You do.
Number three, put your alarm. I'm skipping the ones that are boring. Put your alarm clock in the bathroom. If you have to get up to turn it off, you won't snooze.
I thought you were putting the boring ones in the bin.
If you want to get better at anything, do it for 30 minutes per day for 30 days straight.
Oh, so practice.
Yeah, that is practice.
It takes 30 days to make a habit. We know that.
I don't know that.
Yeah, 30 days to
do
make a habit.
Do we know that?
Yeah, that is a well-known thing. 30 days to make a habit. It's like 2 days to break it or something.
Two days?
Yes. Something really short.
Something.
Hire a writer to document your parents' childhood stories. So that you can document your parents' childhood stories.
Because did you expect you'd be reading these with such anger? You're really...
No one's hiring a writer, though.
So this one I don't understand. Nah. What does always pursue the path that has the larger luck surface area mean?
A what? Mm, a Luxa.
Larger Lux surface.
Not a Luxa. Larger Lux surface area.
Always choose a path with a larger Luxa at the end. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's nature's pot of gold. What's a Lux surface?
If
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
As in
tell
like
your partner,
deluxe?
No, larger Lux surface area. Tell your partner one thing you appreciate them about them every single day.
God, you run out after a week.
Do a few things that you'd be excited.
I was going to say, that's a low bar. So,
let's not take advice from you
on
that.
You'd be so niche by week two. I like when you tie your shoes, you do the one bunny ear instead of the two bunny ears. I was never good at that as a kid.
Jesse, take that to Kaz. She'd like that. Send her something every day.
But hold on, read it to me again because I think that's...
Tell your partner one thing you appreciate about them every single day.
Does it have to be different? Or can it be
one is not that much though, isn't it?
Like, but each day, you've got to come up with 365 over
you've
the course
of a year. You've got to separate body parts. Your left eye is beautiful. For the rest of the story, tomorrow.
Okay, do a few things that you'll be excited to tell your kids about someday. Create stories worth telling. That's awesome. Go eat a meal on your own once a month.
Jeez,
it's insanely freeing, a meditative experience.
I actually had a meal.
Oh, because you get away from the kids.
And how did you feel when you had that meal on your own?
Pretty lonely, to be honest.
But was it a meditative experience?
Yeah, I mean, it was very quiet.
This one I don't get. Make decisions that your 80-year-old self and your 10-year-old self would be proud of.
Just make... immature decisions.
Is that what 80-year-olds do?
I guess.
Yeah, carefree. Because by the time you're 80, you're not worried about much, surely.
Is it? Or is it just change your pants when you've done your DAX?
But are you doing that at 10?
At 10, you'd be proud of yourself if you did it and you weren't at school with those I've pissed myself pants.
When you're starting your career, swallow the frog for your boss to get ahead. So observe your boss, figure out what they hate doing and take it off their plate. An easy win.
The boss this reading this to us.
Yeah, I know. How many frogs we've got to swallow this week?
Here's an interesting one. When trying to break a bad habit, wear a small rubber band on your wrist and snap it on yourself each time you do the thing you're trying to stop.
No.
Anyway, have one thing in your life that you're bad at but love doing and keep doing it.
I've got so many things.
Well, great. Well, you're doing well then. You're doing fine.
How many lacquer bands do I need on my wrist?
Lackey, not lacquer.
I can't say lacquer band.
Lackey bands.
Is that one of the things?
No, but they're lackey bands, not lacquer bands.
Why can't I say lacquer bands?
Because it's band.
Because it's not a word.
It's band.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and it's almost time.
We're waiting for the little hop. Line bling.
Oh, we're talking about Drake later in the show.
I know we are talking about Drake later in the show. I mean, we're waiting for the phone to ring.
We're just waiting for Pink to call. But we've all got a bit nervous because we thought the call was going to come through.
She's making us wait. She's definitely...
She's worth the wait.
She's definitely worth the wait. She's also really, what's the word, building the suspense.
Yes. It is actually fun if you're listening right now because you get to hear in real time whether or not we get one of the biggest stars on the planet joining us or we just have to fill with other stuff.
But we are going to play some Pink music now and if she calls through at any time, we'll fade it on and get her on.
Yeah, so it might be one Pink song. It could be 22 in a row. Let's find out together.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is Pink's Who Knew for your Thursday, aren't
Who knew we'd have to wait so long?
We didn't know. We certainly didn't.
The wonderful Pink is currently rehearsing on stage. We've been told she's in her final song of her soundcheck and then she's going to be with us. Let's hope that's in the next
Because hour. Here is the thing. 6 o'clock, I do have to pop off today. But so last time I chatted to Pink.
If she doesn't call through, yes, that is true.
And so I reckon you and Pink should catch up because you didn't last time. And then
if
you
she
can
calls
bring
through
me,
once her show's finished at 6, then, I will interview her and I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
Yes, you can bring me the interview.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Okay, come on. Give us a call, Pink. We're waiting. Anyway, in the meantime.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Did you know that Britney Spears and Ben Affleck were once together?
No.
No, they're saying they think it's just before she was with JT. She posted a pic on her Instagram today. Most of our team can't see it because now she's blocked everybody and has only invited a few.
Is she?
Yes.
Producer Pippa, you haven't been
Producer
blocked?
Producer Pippa hasn't been blocked.
Whoa.
Not just blocked our team, I should point out, like blocked the world.
A lot of people. Except
it's just you guys.
How many? Oh, I mean, I was never.
I don't know. Let me see if she's still following. I was following her because I got all of her cool dancing videos.
I said that like a real snitchy person. I was never following her.
Do I still follow Britney? Does she still let me follow her? Let's have a look. Nope, this account is private.
Wow. No. How many 100,000 is she down to or millions or something?
I don't know. You have a look, people, I tell you about this.
42.4 mil. You didn't make her top 42.4 mil.
Producer Pip did, though. Anyway, she posted a photo of herself alongside Ben Affleck, like a pic from 1999, and she said, cool pic of me and Ben Affleck. He's such an amazing actor. Did I fail to mention I made out with Ben that night? I honestly forgot. Damn, that's crazy. She said, I wish I could tell you guys the story that happened before it. Oh, this really should be a Mean Girls chat that's happening now. Mm. Oh, dear, I'm just being a gossip girl. Psst, I actually forgot.
Oh, I don't think we can call it a gossip girl. I think Tommy has a different name for it.
She's being a mole.
Okay.
No, don't you call it a snitch poo?
That wasn't snitchy poo. That was mole.
Okay.
Anyway, she's the gift that keeps on giving, the beautiful Britney Spears, as is Taylor Swift.
She blocked you. You can't be calling her beautiful and she's
blocked
you.
Because I'm fine.
Oh, my God. She's trying to get back on her Instagram. How desperate.
Britney's the best.
Because she's likely to hear this. Hey, if you're going to the Tay-Tay concert, here's some important information that has left people fuming. Uh-oh. So list of what you can and can't take in. And some of the things, you can only take a bag, one bag smaller than an A4 size piece of paper, and it can only have two pockets in it. So they're checking for that. Yep, two pockets. No professional camera equipment. You can't take battery packs. And everyone's freaking out going, it's a 4-hour show. How can I film the whole show if I don't have a recharger? And in terms of friendship bracelets, I know that's what you want to know about. Can you take your friendship bracelets
in?
You're allowed to wear them, but you can't take them on a carabiner or on a D-ring.
What's happening? Why have people got their D-rings at a Taylor Swift show?
No, I don't even know what a D-ring is.
I don't think it's what I think it is.
No, I don't think it's what I thought it was either. So my daughter
has made
a friendship bracelet to take, right?
Is that what you do as a Taylor Swift?
I think that must be what Tay-Tay fans do, but they're saying you can only wear them, and other fans are going, but I've made 400. How am I supposed to wear them all? I need to carry them on my D-ring or my carabiner.
God, my D-ring wouldn't carry 400.
Drake's might. I've got news on Drake coming up very, very soon.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy. And we've been waiting all afternoon for Pink to join us on the show. Unfortunately, we couldn't get her the Savo, but we are going to get a one-on-one with Carrie and Pink tomorrow because you are sorting that out for us. But what have you got for us right now?
Do you want a little pick-me-up for the afternoon?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's weird that I'm making you watch a video. But anyway, watch the video that I'm about to show you. This video has leaked on X, formerly Twitter, of Drake.
Oh, I've seen it. You don't need to show me.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thoughts?
Poor Drake and his tiny, tiny little dick.
Oh, so if you haven't heard this story.
Aubrey.
If you haven't, I mean, yeah, that bit doesn't belong to an Aubrey, just so we know.
Well, it does. I've seen the video.
Yeah. So if you don't know what we're talking about, a video has been leaked.
Sure it has.
I mean, has it been leaked or is it put out by Drake himself, of himself lying in a bed, having some fun.
Fondling himself.
Yep. Is that too much?
Yeah. When you said when you said that bit doesn't belong to an Aubrey, it does. He even tries to wiggle it off. And it's firmly attached because.
So is he claiming it was leaked or he's not addressed that?
I don't know. I mean, his old fella is so big, maybe he didn't even have anything to do with the phone. It could have just typed it out, logged it onto X and posted itself.
So he's filming himself through a mirror. And then later there were shots of his private plane that were posted indicating, look, it's the same bed. He's clearly on his private plane.
You know how people always go, if someone has a private plane or a sports car, they go, ooh, compensating for something. Nah, he's not. Nah, he's not at all. He's absolutely packing. You know how I saw it for the first time? As I'd heard about, right, but I hadn't actually seen it. And so I messaged web guy Eli and I said, hey, can you please Photoshop my head onto the Drake video and I can post it going, I accidentally leaked my nudes again. and then he sent it to me and I'm like, oh, I can't post that. I assumed it was going to be him in underwear.
Oh,
like
no, it's a lot more than that.
No, it takes more.
So his friend is a YouTuber.
It's about 13 inches more.
His friend is a YouTuber, Aiden Ross, and he spoke about it on his YouTube account earlier today and then text Aubrey,
yes,
otherwise known as Drake, while they were in the middle of the chat to see what his response was. Have a listen.
Hold on one sec. I'm going to send him a voice memo. Yeah, bro, I'm still live, bro. We were just looking at this. It's like crazy, bro. Like, God damn, you're blessed with your voice. You're blessed with performing, you're blessed to be you, you're blessed to be number one, but you're also blessed to have a missile. I said
bro, we literally just saw
a ghost. You said that.
I swear to God, Jesus, I swear to God. Oh, he just texted me. He put like 8 laughing emojis. He said this might be my next album intro. Oh, great. Well, hey, at least you made the cut.
I don't understand why you would leak that. Is he needing some good PR?
I do.
I would.
Sorry.
I've got nudes out there where you can't even tell I'm nude. If that was me, I would have leaked it 1,000 times over.
But wouldn't most women that are into Drake just assume that's what it was?
Nope.
No?
Nope. He's a Canadian from Degrassi Junior High.
It's the first time all show Pippa's had a thought. She's like, I got to read my card.
He was in a boy band. That is not.
He's a rapper, 100% what I would expect.
He wasn't a rapper.
I don't think there was anything shocking about that. It might be shocking to you, but none of us are shocked.
But I don't think you know Drake wasn't cool.
But
yeah, I don't know that.
No, I only know the cool Drake.
He was hot.
Yeah, Pippa. He was never cool. He's steamy.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it from the Carrie and Tommy podcast. But don't let the good times end. Raise a glass to the everyday or the extraordinary with Liquorland. Discover your next favourite drink in store or online. Cheers. Liquorland. Choose to drink wise.